Welcome, everybody, into the Benchwarmers Redemption here on Dragon Digital Radio. Matt Trudeau with you, like always, and with me...
Alex Baker, fresh up out the water.
Fresh up out the water, like I'm wearing flippy floppies. All right, Alex, so tons of things to talk about today. A lot of NBA stuff, some big NFL news,
Oh, I must have missed that.
You missed a lot in the NFL. A little bit of baseball, and we're going to talk a little bit of we are in the last week of the regular season of college basketball, and we get into conference tournaments next week, and then March Madness, which brings us to another bet.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So, but let's start in the NBA. Let's start in the NBA, Alex. So last night, you had... the Wizards hosting Golden State. Mm-hmm. The Wizards ended up in a situation where they had lost two games coming back from the All-Star break.
Yeah.
So, and then they had Golden State last night, and then they have the Raptors tonight.
Oh, that's a tough
comeback. Which are two, you know, it's if you're on two game losing streak, those are not great prospects looking at that. And the Wizards won. 112 to 108. They had a 19-point lead. Yes, they had a 19-point lead, and they blew it. But they ended up sealing the deal. John Wall, 12 points, 19 assists, ties his career high.
So I guess we'll just right now, because I cheated and looked at your notes, cut to the chase. You said that you're wondering, is Wall better than Curry right now? Is that our main topic?
Yeah, I didn't want to go there that quick, but we can do that. So my question is, right now, who is better? I posed this question, our intern Nate here, I posed the question, who's a better point guard? And he gave me the response that makes me so cringeworthy, right? He goes, they play different positions. And I go, no, they both play the one. They both are point guards. I understand that he's more of a shooting guard. Mm-hmm. But when Steph Curry gets compared to other players in the league, he's compared to point guards. I hate when people say that. It drives me mad. Yeah. I understand that he is a points guard, which is he is a score first point guard, but he still plays the one. So you have to do. Mm-hmm. So now I narrowed.
Are there it. Well, when it comes to point guards, I remember the old days where the point guards weren't necessarily the guys that would put up the big points. They were the guys that moved the ball around.
Pass first guys.
But is there anybody? I mean, is there anybody like that anymore? Or is everybody more just score first?
Well, I would say John Wall is a pass first point guard. I think Chris Paul's very much a pass first.
Paul, yeah.
Rondo, even though he's fallen way off,
I'm not even sure if he counts anymore.
Yeah, but he was a pass first point guard. Who else? There's a few, but to me, so fine. Who's the better NBA player all around?
Okay,
right now, John Wall or Steph Curry?
As far as this year goes, or their whole
right now?
Okay, that's a tough one. I probably would say Wall, just because Curry he doesn't have him anymore, but he still has Durant and Thompson and Green backing him up.
I would argue, now Nate and I also got in this discussion off air, and part of the reason why I wanted him to guest on the show today, is Steph Curry, I think Kevin Durant coming to the Warriors affected Steph Curry more than anybody else on the team. Mm-hmm. I think he's just not as much of the man anymore.
Yeah, because he doesn't really necessarily. But he does. Is it because he doesn't necessarily need to be anymore? Just because he has all the supporting.
But
cast?
I think one, because he doesn't need to be. It's affected him. Last night he was. I mean, he was all right last night, but he was missing a lot of shots that you saw him.
Okay.
He had a chance to, I want to say, take the lead by one last night. They were down by two.
So when you're saying it's affecting him, you're saying that he's not the shooter he was, like the guy that would, you know, be able just automatic from the 3-point line. Is it purposeful, or maybe just because the pressure is a little bit off of him, just because he has Durant now?
I think he's a guy that when he gets the ball, Like, he needs a certain amount of attempts, a certain amount of things to get himself in the game. And I just don't think he has. Like, we'll just read last night. He had 25 points, which is cool. He led his team in scoring. He had 5 turnovers, 4 assists, 7 rebounds. That's not bad.
What was his stats from the line, from the 3-point line?
From the 3-point line, he was 2 of 9.
Oh.
He was 9 of 20 with field goals.
Okay.
Yeah. And where you look at John Wall, 12 points, 19 assists, 6 rebounds, 2 steals. Did Curry have any steals last night?
So Wall, you're saying, does more all around. He doesn't just put up the points.
Well, I think the only thing he's not better than Steph Curry at is scoring.
Okay.
And I think that's purely because of just 3 points alone, because I think they're both very comparable when it comes to attacking the rim. But John Wall's a better defender. He exposed Steph Curry last night. And everybody knows Steph Curry got exposed against Kyrie for not being the greatest defender in the world. And Golden State doesn't really play a great defensive game. But I would say John Wall, hands down right now, better passer, better defender.
And now when you're saying that, isn't like what we talked about, how with Golden State you got all that cast. Is it because Wizards, he doesn't necessarily have that great of a cast, that it's because he has to do more? You're kind of saying like that is...
I don't know. No, because if that was the case, John Wall would have to score more points in the game. He only had 12 points last night, and they beat Golden State. 12 points. He knows what he's doing. He's... When you watch John Wall, and John Wall, you know, came out a couple weeks ago and said he's hands down the best point guard in the league. And just because there's a guy named Russell Westbrook, I would probably say not. But he's up there. He's top three. You know, like, I think him, Kyrie, all them, like, I think. But if you look at it, you know, I mean, John Wall last night, and he only had, like, 4 points going into, like, the second half.
Mm-hmm.
And he just chose his spots correctly. Like, he's willing to give up a shot that he makes, you know, let's say 60% of the time for a shot that someone else is going to make majority of the time.
Hang on.
He also gave Bradley Beal had 16 points in the first quarter and didn't score another point till late in the third quarter. And he ended up with 25, I believe. But part of the reason why he ended up with 25. Part of the reason why he got back and got 9 more points in that game was because John Wall kept facilitating and finally got him a situation where he had an open 3-point shot from the top of the key, which just kind of turned him on fire again. But in saying that, I think, you know, the Wizards blew a 19-point lead. And Kevin Durant hyperextended his knee 90 seconds into the game. So he's out, and I just saw breaking news. He's out for weeks.
Ooh.
Which it looks like I heard that...
The weeks, will he be back by playoff time?
Or? I'm sure. Okay. The Warriors are going out to get Matt Barnes to kind of get him on the team while
Kevin Durant... Didn't they have the other Barnes on their team?
Harrison Barnes is no longer there.
Oh, he's no longer there. Okay.
Yeah. Hey, well, you know, when you have such a stacked team, you got to let a guy go from time to time. So he left. But I think, you know, Wizards blew a 19-point lead. They still stuck in there. The John Wall, Gortat, and John Wall, Bradley Beal connection is just amazing. Otto Porter has stepped up. He's finally living up to the guy that, you know, the Wizards wanted to draft. I was very proud of the effort that they came out with last night, and to give up the 19-point lead. And
did it feel like a playoff atmosphere when you're watching that game, like, even though it's a regular season game?
Towards the end, definitely. Okay. You know, while they were up by a good bit, it was like, oh, whatever. But you kind of knew, you know, you were like, all right, well, they were shooting terrible from 3-point range from the beginning, Warriors, and then they started to heat up.
Mm-hmm.
So you kind of knew. But I just think, you know, it kind of goes into the they made the trade for the two guys from the Nets, Bogdanovich and I forget the other guy's name. Mm-hmm. The other guy doesn't play a big role. But that Bogdanovich dude had 16 points last night. So when you get a guy who was starting for the Nets and averaging 11 points a game, and now he comes off the bench.
That's big. Yeah.
And then the Knicks cut Brandon Jennings, and the Wizards are signing Brandon Jennings today.
Man, that guy goes around a lot. He was with the Bucks, then he was with Pistons, then he was with the Magic, then
he was with the Lakers also.
He was with the Lakers?
Maybe. I don't. No, he wasn't.
Yeah.
But that's
a decent pickup, Jennings.
Well, it's a decent pickup because we're not picking him up to be a starter.
No, and he's not a starter, but he's a good guy that will come off the bench and get hot.
Exactly. Right? So you get him to come in and chew up some of the point guard minutes while John Wall is resting. You got the Bogdanovich dude to chew up Beal minutes. You have Kelly Oubre Jr., who's a really solid defender, and he's been making shots. Otto Porter. I mean, I really think the Wizards are, and I'm one that I understand that the Wizards are a DC sports team, and I also understand that they are the Wizards.
Yeah, so playoffs are a different
topic. To me, I think they can make a strong push to go to the Eastern Conference Finals this year.
Even if they play like the Celtics?
Even if they play the Celtics, because they have. Now, if you would have asked me, you know, a week ago, you know, before they made the deals that they did, because their bench was suspect. But now their bench is relatively strong because all their other guys moved down one place. So they do have a very quality bench right
now. So where are they sitting now? Are they like 4 or 5?
I believe they're 4. Because they lost those two games in a row. But let's take a look. They're back up to 3. All right.
Okay.
And they play the Raptors tonight, so they can gain a game on the Raptors tonight. So they're at 3. So right now they'd play the Pacers, you know, and I see them beating the Pacers. And then, you know, okay, so then.
But then again, you know, I think they can definitely get past the first round, but that second round you're probably going to be playing the Celtics, right?
Yeah, which is a tough matchup, but I really think that they're good enough. And that Celtics rivalry between them this year is really a thing. Like, and it's, I think it'll be exciting. I think, oddly enough, the Eastern Conference. And it's funny me saying this because, you know, we talk about how, you know, the Eastern Conference is just terrible. But I think the Eastern Conference has much more. And I will say this, preface this by saying the Cavs are still going to the finals.
Yeah, it's still going to be the LeBron show.
It's still going to be the LeBron show. But I will say that I think this is one of the harder years for the Cavs to go to the finals.
Yeah, and actually.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah, because I actually just watched the Pistons game on, like, Saturday or whenever it was, and they played the Celtics, and, like, there was a point where the Celtics looked like they were running away with it. They were up by, like, 18.
Mm-hmm.
The Pistons came back, and if it wasn't for, like, a really bad shot by Reggie Jackson at the end of the game, they probably could have won that.
Yeah.
So I think the Pistons, like, I've been getting on them all year, but I think now it looks like they're getting ready to where they can make the playoffs, and that's a possible 2-7 matchup.
Yeah.
And that'll be a really good, and you know what, maybe we give the Celtics a bit of a fight, so yeah, maybe you guys have a shot in the semis to take them out.
I mean, the Raptors have Ibaka. You know, and they're a solid team, and the Celtics have all their dudes. You know, I mean, the Raptors have more than Ibaka, but that's the dude that they just picked up. But they also, Kyle Lowry got injured, you know, and who knows what's going to happen with that team. And to me, I really think not just by standing-wise, but I think the best three teams in the Eastern Conference are the Cavs, the Celtics, and the Wizards. Now, right now, I think you can make an argument that the Wizards are the second-best team, and if they didn't start the season off as terribly as they did, they'd probably be sitting in that second seed.
How far behind are they, the Celtics?
They are 2 games.
Oh, they have
2
a shot, and do they play the Celtics anymore this year?
Let's take a look. But yeah, I really think the Wizards are real enough to make it to the Eastern Conference Finals. It would not surprise me. I'll put it this way. They're going to beat the Pacers or whoever in the first round. And then they go to that second round, And they could lose in 6 or 7 to the Celtics, or they could win in 6 or 7 to the Celtics. It's one of those. Yes. But yeah, so let's take a look at what they have left. So they have a home and home against Toronto. At Toronto tonight, home Friday. They got the Celtics on Monday, March 20th in Boston. Like, just looking at teams that they play left that are, like, really good, right? There's not many. They got Cleveland Saturday, March 25th. Utah on the 31st. Utah just beat the crap.
Yeah, Utah's been Wizards. A big surprise this year, haven't they?
They go to Golden State in April. So they have one more time against Boston this year. Just and if once. We look okay. at the Boston series so far this year, let's go to they beat Boston early in the season, 118-93. Right? They then lost to Boston 117-108 in January. And I believe they beat Boston in January again, 123-108. And I think
that's probably it, right?
Yeah. And then the March 20th. So they've taken 2 out of 3 so far.
All right. So and they got a shot.
I definitely think so. And if we want to
okay, then
the
I'll ask
Raptors,
you the ultimate question.
Yes.
They get to that Eastern Conference Finals. Can they make a series out of it? Do you think there's the sliverest of hope for them ending the LeBron era?
I don't think they'll get swept,
but they'll make it close.
I think they could win 2 games. Because okay. if you want to look at the way the schedule worked out this season so far to what they did with the Cavs, they lost 105-94 in November. Where are we going? They lost 140-135 in February. That was the game that LeBron hit that stupid buzzer beater. Yeah. So to me, I mean that, you know, they lost by 10, they lost by 5 in overtime. And then I think they have the one more game against them. It's not like they're getting blown out. Who knows though?
Yeah.
Who knows though? I personally and it's hard for me to say this because I'm always like, oh, well, the Wizards are the Wizards, you know. But I really they stock their bench up enough, I think. And I really think that they have a chance to go to the Eastern Conference Finals or at least push a Boston to the brink, you know, and probably tire Boston out for Cleveland.
Yeah, maybe if the Pistons play them in the first round, it might wear them out for you.
Yeah, I mean, because if you look at it, you know, yeah, but I don't. What I'll see is they'll probably run through the Raptors, you know, depending on how those injuries happen. So I just know that it's – I have been so against the NBA the past couple years. And
me too.
Part of the reason is the Wizards were up there and John Wall got injured and Atlanta beat them and then they just fell off. And Randy Whitman was the worst coach. And trust me, the Wizards have – terrible coaches. So but yeah, and I've turned completely around on Scott Brooks. Now, another question I want to pose to you. And I think Nate and I talk a lot about basketball off the air. So I'm sorry I keep bringing him up, but
you just want him to kick me off the air.
No, you do. So here's my question. Is do you remember when David Stern vetoed the trade for Chris Paul going to the Lakers?
Yeah.
And how it was like Chris Paul going to the Lakers for like Pau Gasol and they were like, that's unfair, but then they let him go to the Clippers for a deal that wasn't favorable to the Pelicans.
Mm-hmm.
As well, I guess they were the Hornets back then, or whatever they were.
Do you think there's a conspiracy there?
I don't think there's. Well, no.
Just to make the revive the Clippers and make a little rivalry out of the crosstown.
No, because honestly, right now there's no rivalry. Yeah, there's the Lakers rivalry. Are terrible, but I don't see how they veto something like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
But every year, right, the Warriors and the Cavs are allowed to just randomly end up with guys like Darren Williams and Andrew Bogut. are signing with the Cavs.
Yeah.
Andrew Bogut's not great, right? Mm-hmm. But he's a good bench piece to have. He was the number one overall pick in the draft back in the day. He got cut.
Oh, he got cut.
So he just signed him off the street. He got traded during the trade deadline to the Sixers, and the Sixers bought him out. And now he's going to the Cavs. And Deron Williams got cut. And now he's going to the Cavs. And I know everybody's like, Deron Williams isn't the Deron Williams from 2005, 2006, whatever. But he's still a quality piece to add to that team. Like, I just don't understand how they considered Chris Paul for Pau Gasol stacking the Lakers.
And
but LeBron and Steph Curry and them are allowed to stack their team every year.
Yeah, every year.
Every year.
Well, ratings. Everybody wants to watch that team.
But the Lakers aren't. We're talking about the Lakers. I mean, the Lakers have dominated most of our lifetime.
I know, but maybe it's a different. You know, now Stern's no longer there, so maybe Silver does things differently.
I think it's so dumb. I think it's so dumb, and it makes me angry. But that's that. So Bogut and Deron Williams are now Cavs. So let's move on to some NFL.
You gotta tell me these news.
We made 21 minutes of basketball talk. So long as we've talked about basketball, I'm pumped, Joe. I watched that game last night. I've really only watched two like full games this year of the NBA.
Really?
And that's the Cavs and Wizards and Golden State and the Wizards. And you best believe tonight, I'm watching the Raptors.
The last Pistons game, that was the first Pistons game I watched in a while.
It's just, I didn't like the Scott Brooks hiring from the beginning. Two is, you know, I just didn't see it going down. But then, you know, I had to watch the Cavs game because they started to heat up, and I watched the Cavs game. It was a great game, and I had to watch last night. Yeah. And I mean, my girlfriend's not a huge basketball fan, and if I'm getting her to watch basketball, it's easier to get her to watch college basketball than it is to get her to watch NBA. So
is basketball your favorite sport?
It used to be.
Do you like the way they dribble up and down the court?
I used to.
Okay.
Yeah. No, basketball used to be my number one sport. It is not my number one sport anymore. We don't even talk about my number one sport on this show. So, NFL talk. You had Kirk Cousins franchise tagged.
That means I forget. Franchise tag means they're keeping him?
They're keeping him.
Okay.
It's a one-year deal, and in the one-year deal, it is...
Where'd that guy go to college again?
Michigan State. Okay. A broken clock is right at least two times a day. So, he gets franchise tagged. Mm-hmm. Why don't they just sign him to a long-term deal?
That's the thing, though. That's the whole thing about Cousins, I think. He's not bad. I think he's a decent quarterback, but like, look at this year. He couldn't get them to the playoffs. He screwed up at the end. They had that horrible game against the Giants the last game of the season. Even last year, he had a good. They went 9-7. They won their division, but they had a really soft schedule. So I think there's still the reason why they didn't sign him to the long-term contract is because there's still that air of uncertainty. I think they don't trust him fully.
Yeah, I think now my only. I guess,
like any minute he could.
Who
just
else
tank
are
it.
They going to get though? That is the other question.
You think
now,
they might go for Romo?
Do they give him the franchise tag this year, and then they work on getting somebody in the draft and developing them?
You think they might go for Romo?
At this point, no.
Okay.
I think Romo, unfortunately, is going to end up at Houston. If Houston's smart, he gets to stay in the state of Texas. And I don't know. I think he'll end up in Houston because Brock Osweiler's not going to work. I heard this the other day, and I never got a chance to fact check it, so I'm fact checking it right now. But one telling thing about Kirk Cousins is that either he has not won a game against a playoff caliber team. So his starting record is 19-21-1, right?
Yeah.
His record against teams with 9-plus wins is 2-11.
Oh, okay.
And teams with 8-plus wins is 5-13.
Sounds like another quarterback. What was his? Stafford, I think, was his name. Yeah, he's like that, too.
Yeah.
Goes back to like that year in 2015. Yes, they won their division, but they were 9-7. They had a really weak schedule. This year they were 9-7 or whatever, but they had a weak schedule and they didn't make the playoffs.
Yeah. But at the same time, you know, who are you going to go get? That right now, you know, Kyle Shanahan wanted Kirk Cousins with San Francisco.
Makes sense.
Since they franchise tagged him, it's rumored that he's no longer on the trading block. Or the Redskins aren't willing to trade him. Because mm-hmm. Honestly, they just need to go get somebody. And I would say at this point, okay, Kirk Cousins isn't bad.
Stick with the guy.
Stick with him for a year, see what you can get in the draft. Okay. You know, or something like that. But, you know, he's put up numbers. Now, granted, he may not beat a bunch of winning teams, but, you know.
Then again, in this modern offensive era, doesn't it, like nearly every quarterback put up numbers? Even you get somebody like Blake Bortles, he puts
up numbers. Joe Flacco still doesn't put up numbers. And Blake Bortles, he had a way off year last year, but the year before that, he was a really good quarterback.
Okay, but I don't know. I guess every quarterback you see nowadays, even if they're like it is even they're middle of the road, it's easier to
It is easier to put up numbers. But he had the highest completion percentage in the NFL last year.
Yeah, and he was a Pro Bowler.
So if we're talking about that, right? Like, let's just take a look real quick because
number three.
At three in yards.
Oh,
Sam Bradford was number one. Okay, so I just heard something completely different. He's top 10 though. Kirk Cousins 67% yards. He was. Let's see what he did last year. He almost 5,000 yards. 25 touchdowns, 12 picks, sacked 23 times, rating of 97.2. I mean, it's hard to find someone
better.
Should
they get better receivers? I mean, because who they got? They got DeSean Jackson.
They got DeSean Jackson. They're losing Pierre Garçon, I believe.
They're losing him?
And they got Crowder.
Yeah, and then who's their tight end? I keep forgetting his name.
Jordan Reed.
Yeah, Jordan Reed.
And he was injured last year. So and he's been injured recently. I don't know. I just think, like, I understand not wanting to sign him to a long-term deal, but every year you procrastinate, let's say he goes out next year and has the season of his career, right?
Yeah.
Then he's going to cost more on a long-term deal, and you can't franchise tag him anymore.
So just kind of a what do you do?
Because at the end of the day, everybody knows when you sign that original contract, you know, like when Joe Flacco signed $120 million for how many years, right? You know they're going to restructure at the end of 3 years. So, you know, is Kirk Cousins worth a three-year contract right now? Where you cut him and take a cap hit if so be. So be it.
I guess he is then with just a short term.
He's been a top 15 quarterback the past 2 years.
So just stack, maybe get better at receivers, get him more targets.
I mean, they're the Redskins, dude. Like that's mm-hmm. their issue is they have a running back come out and do good for a couple games and then they get injured or they fall off or they have Morris. You know. Yeah, so I mean Matt Jones, you know, so there's a lot of question marks on that team, but I think he's one position that he has solidified his spot as a he's a starting quarterback in the NFL. He may mm-hmm. not be the greatest quarterback in the world, but he's a starting quarterback in the NFL.
Okay, yeah, I agree with that.
The Chiefs are releasing Jamaal Charles.
That makes sense. He can't stay healthy.
He's had two major knee surgeries recently.
I remember in 2011 when he played the Lions and he ran into our mascot and he like tore his ACL. He was done for the year.
You know, he has had, at least on the offensive side of the ball, right? Because I'm not sure defensively, but on the offensive side of the ball, he has had the most successful career out of players that played in that Vince Young versus Matt Leinart national championship game.
Oh, yeah.
Think about that.
Yeah. That 2006 draft class, that was not a good draft class.
Well, it happens.
Mm-hmm.
But I do understand him getting cut. I believe someone will give him a shot somewhere. I mean, because at the end of the day...
I forget. They got Ty West. They got who else?
Chris Johnson's still a backup in the in the league.
No, I'm talking about the Chiefs. They got Ty West. They got who else?
Charkandrick West.
Charkandrick.
Ty Hill.
Ty Hill. Okay.
They have Nile Davis.
Nile Davis. That was the other guy. So they got a decent. Those three are decent.
Yeah.
So I think you can
decent. But I think
he'll get a job somewhere.
He could be, you know, just looking at teams that could potentially use him. You have, you know, he could be a secondary running back for the Cowboys to be behind Zeke.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think the Ravens would go that route.
Hey, the Lions could pick him up. We need a running back.
The Lions? Yeah, there's plenty of teams that could take him.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think he gets signed until the next guy gets signed.
Who's the next person?
The Vikings.
Oh, they released Adrian Peterson?
Not picking up his option.
Wow.
So he will become a free agent on March 9th.
When did this happen?
Yesterday they announced it.
Like late at night?
No, I think it was like midday.
Oh, okay.
So Adrian Peterson will be a free agent. Where does he end up?
There's going to be a lot of people. I mean, just insert anybody who has a running back problem. Lions could pick him up.
The Giants.
Giants could pick him up.
Lions. I think he's going to look for a team that has... I think he wants to look for a team that...
No, but also
is just there, you know?
Yeah.
So just looking at the standings from last year, kind of seeing, you know, who's Houston's running back? Lamar Miller?
Yeah. Or Alfred Blue.
Or, well, so maybe Houston. I could see that. Romo goes there. He goes there. That could be a smart play.
If that happens, that's look out for them. They're not. They're no longer the, you know, the ugly stepchild of the playoffs.
Even the Raiders, even though they have Murray.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to go there.
I think the Giants he could definitely go to. The Packers he could definitely go to.
They're going to give up on Eddie Lacy?
You don't necessarily have to give up on Eddie Lacy. They can just split carries.
Split it?
I mean,
okay.
Eddie Lacy's injured or...
Getting fat?
Yeah. Like, so, I mean, he's got issues. Maybe the Lions. I don't know. The Falcons, they don't need him.
No.
And that's crazy. Could you imagine a day? I mean, I know he's getting older, and that's the only reason why we're saying this, but could you look back, you know, 5 years ago and be like, oh, I don't know if a team would go after Adrian Peterson.
Yeah.
Well,
but once again, there's a question of him. He's got two of the last 3 years, he's had season-ending injuries. You think that's an issue?
Or he can was it two of the last 3 years?
He was...
1 year he was out because he was suspended indefinitely.
Oh, I thought he got injured as well that year.
Which, if you remember, when he got suspended indefinitely, like honestly, I made an argument that could have actually helped him to give him some rest.
Okay, I thought that year he got injured too. 2014.
I think he was injured while that went down, and then that came out while he was injured.
Okay.
But I think
and
he
then he
been
switched it up.
Stop. All right. Stop. We officially got fired. I don't think the Cardinals need him. The Seahawks. Oh, they got Rawls.
No, but he does remind me a little bit of Lynch.
Yeah. I mean, I think there's definitely openings for him. And I think he'll go first. And then once he goes, then you'll get Jamal Charles going somewhere else. The only thing is I think Jamal Charles is definitely a backup. At this point, and I think AP could be a number one.
But yeah, but once again, though, with Peterson, I know I made a joke about it. Do you think because of that whole child abuse incident?
No. Let me tell you something about the NFL. Let me tell you something about the NFL. The NFL, there's
no... I'm just saying, nobody picks up Ray Rice anymore.
There's a difference. Ray Rice was falling off. If Ray Rice would have had
like MVP.
A 1,200, 1,300-yard season the year before he got caught knocking out his girl in an elevator... He'd be on a team right now, but he didn't. He had the worst year of his career. He was battling a hip injury, and he was there's a difference.
Okay.
There's a difference. There's a huge difference. I'm sorry. The NFL does not care. If you put up numbers, you get away with things. Peyton Manning.
yes.
let's see, Ben Roethlisberger.
Michael Vick to an extent.
Michael Vick got killed. Like,
he had that good year in 2010, though, I'm saying.
Well, he was allowed back in the league, which he should have been allowed back in the league. But, I mean, honestly, like, if he wouldn't have went to jail, he would have been in the league the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
It's just how it is. You put up numbers, you're
That's
back.
Always how it's been.
Yeah. If they can Michael sweep Irvin. It under the rug, yeah. I mean, there's a million. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Randy Moss was not a saint off the field. But somehow he was straight cash, homie, and, mm-hmm. you know, doing his thing. So, trust me, Adrian Peterson, there's not one team in the league that's going to be like, oh, no, we're not doing this because of that. You know what I'm saying? We're not going to do it because you cost too much.
Okay.
You beat your son, who cares? Like, that's how – I'm sorry, but the NFL – it's just like the NFL's like, we care about the health of our players. We don't want them getting concussions, but we want 18 games a season.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because their bodies hold up really well through 16 games. You know what I'm saying? Like, the NFL doesn't care. They create the illusion that they care. I probably just ruined my chance of ever being hired by any NFL-affiliated
– Roger Goodell is a hack fraud. There, I ruined my career, too.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, Adrian Peterson. Now, we have one more big casualty. The Jets.
Well, what did they miss?
They're going to get rid of Darrelle Revis.
That's not... He's not the guy. He's not the
He's not the guy he used to be, but he's still... I mean...
Yeah, he's good, but I don't know. It's just...
How many teams... I'll
5 years ago, that'd be huge news. Now, not so much.
I think it's big news for the simple fact that they're getting rid of him over this stupid case that he picked up, which honestly, I think...
Oh, was it like domestic violence or something? Should have been
dropped from terroristic threats, assault.
I forgot. What happened? What did he do?
He was getting followed by a guy in the streets recording him in Pittsburgh at like 2:40 in the morning.
Just like some crazy fan or something?
Yeah, there was some guy just trying to egg him on, trying to get some money. And he was like, leave me alone.
And then he said no, and they beat him up?
And then they beat him up and took his phone. So he's getting charged with like robbery, all this stuff.
Robbery.
Terroristic threats. Like, it's just stupid.
Terrorist?
Yeah. So look, Revis is still good enough to be a corner in the NFL. Yeah. He's not the guy he used to be, but...
I'm just saying that it's not as big a loss for them as it would have been when they originally got rid of him.
He's like their only player, other than Brandon Marshall.
Oh, that team, like I said, that team's a disaster. There's a lot of other things that they're going to improve on more than just the missed Darrelle Revis.
True.
They need a good quarterback. They need a decent running game. They need other receivers beside Brandon Marshall.
They got Decker. Decker got injured last year. That was his problem. You don't like Eric Decker?
He's
Why? Because he owes a white receiver?
Yes. White receivers have no talent.
Eric Decker is nice. I mean, he's a reality TV show guy, which is lame, but he's nice.
I agree.
He's from Minnesota.
Yep, I remember him.
You remember he tore his ACL his senior year of college?
Yep, I remember that.
He's nice, though. And then the last bit of NFL news. Hating on Eric Decker. Antonio Brown.
What did he do this time?
The Steelers got rid of him. I'm just joking.
Oh!
You should have seen his face.
I was like, what?
He just signed a massive contract.
Oh, okay.
He just signed a massive contract. He signed, it was like 72 mil. Which is funny.
Well, you got to give him. He's the best one of the best receivers in the league.
Yes, but it's typically not what the Steelers do. If you remember, the Steelers have had this long line of developing really good wide receivers and watching them go. Plexico,
Mike Wallace.
Now Mike Wallace sucks now, but I mean, when Mike Wallace was the man for some time.
Yeah.
Plexico, Mike Wallace, Santonio Holmes, who chased rabbits.
That's another guy that fell off after he left him.
Well, you know, did he throw the drink at the girl? Did he not? You know. That was a big question.
Send those pictures.
He also went to the Jets, and we just talked about the Jets and how much they're terrible. So
But it's once again, that guy put the numbers he's been putting up the last 2 years. How can you not like sign him to anything?
I agree. I agree. I think Antonio Brown is as good as Plexico was, as good as Mike Wallace was, as good as Santonio was. I think he's the best out of them.
Definitely.
And I think he definitely, like, he's a reception machine, right? And I think I'll preface this with saying I don't think any of these guys deserve the money that they get.
Oh, but of course
not. In saying that.
Knowing that you're going to get the big contract, this is the guy that's got to have it.
Well, I think he could sit down and say, this is how many receptions I got. This is my yards. And I think he could, out of anybody, kind of validate the money he's making.
Mm-hmm.
Say, look, you're giving me 72 mil. You know, I think it's like 17 mil a year or something like that. So I'm making, you know, I'm going to have 100-something receptions. I'm going to have 1,500 yards. And I'm going to have
amount of touchdowns.
8 to 15 touchdowns. If that's not worth 17 mil a year, you know, what is? Mm-hmm. He's just the most, to me, I know people like Julio and Odell Beckham. They like Julio because of his size, and he's nice. Beckham makes the crazy catches, but he's a diva. And to me, you know, Julio Jones is... He's recently come out and said, you know, he's been talking a lot, where Antonio Brown just shows up.
Well, remember, he got in that trouble with that whole Facebook thing, but that was overblown.
But that was dumb. Like, I'm talking about, you know, Julio Jones is like, no one can cover me, this and the other. Like, he puts a target on his back. When you're one of the best wide receivers in the league, you already have a target on your back.
Megatron didn't
Odell do that. Doesn't have the mental capacity to. He doesn't. He's a diva. He's a hothead. It has been proven that you can take him out of games. He's so talented, but you can get under his skin so much that he can become a non-factor. You've never seen
It's always
that.
Fun watching him and Norman go at it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's always fun seeing him go against anybody because he just gets so in his emotions. Like, and that's why, to me, if I'm a team, right? It's funny, you're going to get to the point where it's like, is he worth this amount of money, right? And I would argue, like, you know how they have arbitration in baseball?
Yeah.
And in arbitration, you are like, I feel like I deserve this amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, well, Alex, the season's 162 games. You played 115 last year. So you want this amount of money, but we're only going to get 115 type games out of you. So it's like in a 16 game season, right? If you get under that man's skin and he has two or three bad games, he's not worth that kind of money.
So we're only going to get 12 good games out of you, or 11.
Okay. Exactly. So I don't know if he's going to be worth the money that he's going to command. Now, other teams will give it to him.
Is Odell Beckham's contract coming up? Or
A couple years, probably. He's still in his rookie. I'm just saying that, like, there's a difference. Like, where Julio and Antonio Brown, to me, I'm like, boom. Hands down, bro. You got it.
Yeah, well, where, like, Odell's kind of like a T.O. where you never know if, like...
But T.O. still produced, right? And I feel like... And Odell has produced.
But he always was somewhat of a cancer to the team.
Yeah. Odell has produced, but, like, what is the damage that he's put up, you know? And it's like, if you look at, I mean, the Ravens had him shut down other than a 60-yard touchdown.
Yeah.
They had him shut down. And the Ravens, they're not that great in the defensive secondary. But they had him shut down, and then he had one play where two guys ran into each other and he had a 60-yard touchdown. But outside that game, he was virtually a no-show up until that point. I don't know. That's me. But Antonio Brown, big contract with the Steelers. I just feel like they had to do it. Especially because the knuckleheads that they've been bringing up under him, no one's ready to take over.
For the Steelers?
Yeah, because if you look at it, like, after Plexico.
Yeah, I don't know. Who else they got?
Plexico, they had, it was either Mike Wallace or Santonio ready to step up. I think it was Santonio. Well, Hines Ward was always just like a third wheel kind of, mm-hmm. right? He was always kind of like the slot guy.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was like after Hines, not after, after Plexico, I believe it was Santonio that was next up.
Yeah, it was Santonio.
And then after Santonio,
then it was Mike Wallace.
Then it was Mike Wallace. Brown. And then it's Antonio Brown. Where now, you know, they have Marcus Wheaton and they have
Jesse James.
Bryant. Martavis Bryant.
Martavis Bryant.
But one of them keeps getting in trouble. One of them keeps getting injured. No one's there to really step up yet. Mm-hmm. So I really think the Steelers are like, we need this. Ben's career is running out. He's already mentioned retirement.
Yeah, so once again, your two big targets are Bell and Brown, and you can't get rid of any of those guys.
You can't. You just absolutely cannot. You just absolutely
Do you think Bryant's more valuable than Bell?
Martavis Bryant?
I mean, not Bryant. But Brown is more valuable than Bell. Sorry.
Yes.
And but with Bell, you know, you get a guy who can run and catch.
But with Bell, I'm going to make the same argument I made about Odell Beckham. Bell's been suspended at least two games the past couple seasons.
Yeah.
And on top of that,
but he's not necessarily a diva, though.
He's not. He's not.
Just a guy that likes to smoke weed.
The man, right? Yeah. Yes. But unfortunately, in the NFL, you can't smoke weed. So when you smoke weed, we could still argue, is Josh Gordon the best wide receiver in the league since the last time? You know what I'm saying? Like, I just. You know, Justin Blackman. You know, we can make all these points. To me, there's two reasons why he's more valuable. One reason being Antonio Brown does not get in trouble. He does not get suspended. He may get murdered by the Bengals and end up missing a playoff game, but that's not really his fault. Mm-hmm. And I would say with D'Angelo Williams being the backup.
Yeah, that's a good backup.
He's a good backup, and he held his own. He wasn't putting up Le'Veon Bell's stupid amount of numbers, but he was a very formidable backup. All right,
that's a good point.
Where
nobody can replace
Antonio Brown goes down.
Yeah, you got nobody.
You got nobody. So that's the only reason why I make that. Who is the better player? That is a tough one.
Gotta say Bell.
That is a tough one. I would say Bell solely because he can catch and run the ball.
His
patience running the ball, and I heard people be like, I hate when they say patience, but it's like, he has patience.
Yeah, I like that.
He has patience. Like, it's crazy.
What college did that guy go to?
Michigan State. Okay, congratulations. Y'all won like four games this year, if that.
Mm-hmm.
How many games did...
We won three.
Three, okay. I was like, I'm sorry, I give you more credit than was due. But yeah, I think Antonio Brown and Le'Veon Bell are two of the best at their positions.
Exactly.
The Steelers are just hands down just gifted with that. And they weren't even gifted. Antonio Brown was like a fourth round pick.
Yeah, he was from Central.
Central Michigan.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, what college did he go to again? It's like, go Chippewas. It's like,
Hashtag Chippewa Nation.
All right. Katie asked me one time, she was like, what's a Chippewa, right? Because one of her old coworkers played football at Central Michigan.
Oh, really?
And she was like, what's a Chippewa? And I was like, I think it's a beaver. And then it turned out it's
an Indian tribe. Little Indian tribes in Michigan.
My bad.
Insensitive.
I'm sorry. We looked it up, and I was proven wrong. All right.
A beaver? What is he, a beaver?
I don't know. Like, I was trying to think of what their logo was, and I forgot it was, like, the flying sea. And I was like, I think it's, like, a beaver or a groundhog or something like that. And I was wrong. All right? Sue me. I'm willing to admit that I was wrong. All right. MLB.
God, look what we see on the open.
Dude, I wanted to talk to you about that. While Chris was talking to Nate in the office, I pulled up this and I was just like, are you kidding me? God. We're not going to bring it up because
Thank you.
ESPN likes to ruin everybody's life otherwise. And it's just.
He must be like relatives with somebody. That's how they keep mentioning him.
I do have to tell you. So I always have made this joke how I believe that Tim Tebow's the Antichrist because people love him so much.
Yeah.
And my friend tried out for the Baltimore football team this past week, the Baltimore Brigade or whatever, the new team that's come, arena football that's come into town.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
So he put up a picture of him trying out, and he was number 66. So I joked, and I was like, you're missing a six.
Yeah.
And he was like, I asked for it. They wouldn't give it to me. Just joking. Yeah, he didn't really ask for it. And I was like, oh, maybe Tebow's trying out. All right. So anyways, MLB. Last week we talked about how Michael Bourne was signed to a minor league contract with the Orioles.
Yep.
He broke his finger. So he's out 4 weeks.
They've already started playing spring training, right?
Yeah.
And Orioles beat the Tigers. I remember
the Orioles beat the Tigers. And then they've only won like two games, I think. Who
cares? It's spring training.
Yeah, exactly. It's just like preseason. It's like, no offense, I'm not trying to dog on your team, but you know the year that the Lions went 0-16 and they won all four preseasons.
There's actually somebody made up T-shirts saying 2008 preseason champs. And at the back it says
undefeated.
And at the back it says winning when it counts, question mark.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So yeah, Michael Bourne breaks finger, out 4 weeks. Probably not going to make the major league team because of that. So does he opt out and try and get a deal somewhere else, or does he just go to play in the minors and wait for him to be called up? I
don't know. He's always kind of a middle guy for me. He's never been like fantastic. But.
I think he should stay, because if there's one thing that Buck does, Buck uses his guys. Like Michael Bourne will be in the MLB this year.
Mm-hmm.
Probably, you know, he'll get a good amount of burn. But who knows?
His name is Buck, and he's here to party.
So we have World Baseball Classic. Do you know what team is the most affected?
Dominican Republic.
No. I mean MLB team. What team is losing the most players? The Orioles are losing 5, right? I know this team is double digits. I want to say it's between 11 and 15, but I forget exactly how many it is.
I'll say total guess Diamondbacks.
The Tigers.
Really?
The Tigers are the most affected.
Okay, let me figure it out. We got Miguel Cabrera, Victor Martinez. JD Martinez is American. The Americans play.
Americans play baseball?
Yeah,
Since when?
Who else we got? So does it say how many people we got?
I heard someone say it the other day. I want to say I don't know if it's 15, but I know it's like it's between 11 and 15 players. Maybe 13. Let's call it 13. It's a lot of players.
Yeah.
The Orioles are complaining about 5.
So, and that runs for like what, a month?
It depends. But yeah, I think total it's about a
month. What are the ratings for that like on TV? It can't be that good.
I know one guy that watches.
Yeah. But Great Britain isn't in it, so what does he care?
He'll find a team. Yeah. He'll find a team, New Zealand or something.
New Zealand baseball. There is if you look it up, there's like this, like some country version of baseball. It's like the weirdest thing you'll ever see. It's like it's like a baseball diamond, but they have all these weird rules. So
basketball?
Kind of like that, yeah. But like, I'll have to show it to you if I can find it. But it's like New Zealand or something, where I have like the weirdest baseball.
Okay, all right. So, how ready are you for the regular season, though?
I'm ready. Maybe the Tigers can do something this year. I think we're getting Verlander, Fulmer, Cabrera. You know, hopefully we can turn. We didn't really do much in the off season. Like we got one guy. I don't even remember who we got for center field, but. It's always fun watching. It's always fun when baseball.
It is.
Back.
I'll be excited to get things. The Orioles, just like every year, their question mark is with their pitching. You know, if Gausman and Bundy continue to move up their progressions, the Orioles will be formidable. Especially if Tillman comes back from his injury and is just the guy we get every year. If he's the guy we get every year, that's going to give us like 15 wins, and then you have Gausman and Bundy moving up, they'll be a tough team.
It will especially be tough when they got Ryan Flaherty.
They got Ryan Flaherty. They got Trumbo, man. They got Trumbo for a steal.
I remember everybody was thinking he was just going to be there for a year.
Well, yeah. Well, and honestly, because of the way the Orioles spend money, typically, as an Orioles fan, you've always seen the Orioles have to overspend, right, to keep guys or bring them in. Well, now they're at a point where guys are like, I'll take a hometown discount. I'm from California, but I'll take a hometown discount. You know, shout out to Trumbo. 3-year deal. He could have got a lot more money, I feel like. But he was willing to stay.
It helps when you're a slugger and you're in Camden Yards.
He had a career year.
Yeah.
And also, you know, he's young enough where if he goes off for these next 3 years, he could get another really good deal.
Mm-hmm.
I'm ready. I'm so ready for the regular season.
Yeah, can we just get through that and not...
Can it just get here?
Yeah, spring training is so boring.
And last, we are in the final week of the regular season.
College basketball.
In college basketball.
Sparty got a big win against Wisconsin. Everybody says now that's going to put them over, and they're probably going to be in the tournament now.
Oh well, they're going to do anything it takes to get Duke and Michigan State in the tournament.
I don't want that. We always lose to Duke.
Not Duke versus Michigan State. Will do whatever it takes to get Duke and Michigan State. Like Duke, when they were struggling earlier this year, they were still probably projected as a 3 seed. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like it's just how it is.
When they were tripping up. Would you say?
Yes. So Maryland got a huge win, and it's funny because beating Rutgers isn't necessarily a huge win. They had they lost 3 straight games, and they got blown out 2 of them.
But come on, it's Rutgers. That's not a huge win.
It is when you beat them by 20 points and you're on a 3-game losing streak.
But it's Rutgers.
I understand, but it's not Rutgers football. It's Rutgers basketball, and they make those kids tough there.
They're just as bad.
They make those kids tough there. They all have to take a dodgeball class. You know, I just miss the good old days when Mike Leach could lock kids in closets and it wasn't a big deal. Yeah. So, no. Sorry, I take that back. I did not really mean that. Sissies. So, no.
We need Paul Bear Bryant back making players play in 110 degree weather.
Yeah. We need men.
We
need dogs. Yes. But, yeah, so looking forward to conference tournaments at all? I mean, Michigan State, you know, could.
Thing is, yeah, they're always that team.
The Big Ten is really not that nice.
No, but Tom Izzo, his big thing is he always no matter where they are, like even in December or January, he's always getting them going.
Exactly.
In March.
Yeah.
Like
so,
2 years ago, they were the 7th seed. They struggled all year, went to the Final Four.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, I really think, yeah, I understand Maryland, it is not. It is because you don't want to go you lose that as your fourth. Like, it's a big win because of how crushing of a defeat that would have been.
Yeah.
4 straight losses and you lose to Rutgers.
That would have people freaking out.
Exactly. So you got to get that win, and then they have one more game, which I believe is against you guys.
Yep, us. We got Illinois, then them.
Okay, so and they just have you have Illinois like tonight.
Tonight or tomorrow.
Okay, and then
the weekend we play them.
On the weekend, Maryland. And then go into conference tournament time, and anything can happen, and we will be getting our bracket.
Speaking of Big Ten, do you think this is the year Northwestern finally goes to the tournament? They've been doing pretty good all year.
They have been doing pretty good, but
don't you think like somebody's like, come on, just give it to them already. They've waited all this time.
See, it's tough because should they probably go? Yeah. But what if you have all it takes is one other bubble team to go deep in their conference tournament?
True.
Or one of these you look at a mid-major where the one team is guaranteed. You know, like say Wichita State.
Or Monmouth.
Oh, yeah. Say they're guaranteed to already go, but they don't win their conference tournament. That knocks out a big team.
Yeah.
Could that be a Kansas State, a TCU? Could that be a
TCU?
Yeah.
They're doing good this year?
They're not doing. They're a bubble team.
Oh, I didn't know they were a bubble team.
The Big 12 is nice. I've been trying to tell you. Like, everybody talks about the ACC. It's arguably either the ACC or Big 12. And I know I'm biased because I'm a Big 12 guy. Yeah. But if you look at it, like, I think people want to say the ACC because it's traditionally a better basketball school, but if you look at it, Big 12 is better. Hmm. And it also hurts because Kansas wins a regular season every year.
Yeah, I guess that's the thing because Kansas overshadows
But if you look
everybody.
At it, like the second place team in the Big 12 right now is Iowa State, and they're 20-9.
That's nice.
And you have Baylor's third, and they're 24-6, mm-hmm. and West Virginia's 23-7.
So you're saying the Big Ten isn't in there?
No, the Big Ten is by far the worst. Oh. But this has been the Benchwarmers Redemption here on Dragon Digital Radio. Thank you guys very much for listening. You can listen to our podcast on dragondigitalradio.podbean.com. I have been Matt Trudell.
I have been Alex Baker, fresh out the water.
And until next week, peace, stay safe, and remember to love yourself.